My dear heart dwellers, this is a short piece on the purpose of heart dwellers and how the Lord Jesus established it in the beginning. It summarizes very well the meaning of heart dwellers and living in divine intimacy with the Lord. Our charism. Heart Dwellers is a ministry dedicated to restoring the bride of Christ and preparing her for Jesus' coming. The Lord once said to Mother Claire, "All of my great generals have been heart dwellers." And she realized that is probably the most important thing in our lives, to dwell in His heart. As His bride, we do not focus on doctrinal differences and debates. Rather, we are immersed in His love, so we can become His vessels of love to the world. We believe that seeing and hearing our God is the heritage and right of every Christian, as the scripture promised in John 14. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode within him. So a major part of our lives is dwelling with him in our hearts, keeping him company, adoring and cherishing every minute with him. The Lord has placed a very high emphasis on purity of heart. As He said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." We are forever concerned and watchful to keep our wedding garments clean without stains from compromise with the world. We empty our hearts of all that is not God. Heart dwellers are all about letting go of the world and embracing Jesus with our whole heart, and let all that we do be done in love. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Heart dwellers' ministry is a reflection of our Lord's unconditional love, a love that surrenders all, that inspires trust and faith, and that embraces all people. It is also shaped by our belief that Christ is alive and can be served directly by serving those in greatest need. Matthew 25, verse 40. For guidance and to maintain the purity of our boots on the ground mission, we fuel up each day on time spent with the Lord in praise, prayer, and contemplation. Through surrender, service, and prayer, we seek a closer union to God. Leadership. Mother Claire and Father Ezekiel are our leaders and have been given charge and spiritual covering over you, so their words are your protection and guidance from the Lord. He shepherds you through them, and when you lay down your independent ideas, motives, will, and preferences to yield in obedience to their directives and suggestions, it safeguards you from the enemy's sifting, from falling into sin, and from being led astray. We have established a core group of members which, as situations arise, we can pray collectively and discern how the Holy Spirit is guiding us to resolve anything that comes up. The Mother House is also known as the Sacred Heart Refuge, and it is the heartbeat and hub of Heart Dwellers. I call it boot camp. This is where the Lord's words, instruction, corrections, music, disseminates from through Mother Claire and Father Ezekiel. Our website is heartdwellers.org, and we are on YouTube at Heart_Dwellers and Rumble at Still Small Voice. There are books, music playlists, and thousands of messages from Jesus to Mother Claire on these sites. They are wonderfully and divinely inspired resources to help you draw closer to Jesus and erase the things in your life that keep you separated from Him. Yes, and another note about that, I usually come to the Lord with issues, and He explains what the remedy is, what my part is, where I'm at in my viewpoint, and how to heal it, how to resolve the situation in a Holy Spirit way. Preparation and process. When God calls you to carry His gifts, you go through a time of preparation, just like you would go to a wedding. Putting a wedding dress over a body that had been worked in the garden all day and is dirty and sweaty doesn't work. To prepare, you would clean up by taking a shower. In the very same way, when God calls you into His heart to be a heart dweller and to be filled with His gifts of love and ministry, we must first shed the filth of the world, of our own bodies, and put on a clean wedding garment. This is an analogy for the cleansing that we must go through before we are equipped to be carriers of His love as a heart dweller. Some people call this breaking. I call it boot camp. So that everything can be done in truth and love with kindness. Those who really want to serve the Lord must go through this process. And sometimes during this process, they discover they really don't want to give up their old ways. Our practice is to work with you gently, patiently over a long period of time, usually a year or two, that you can truly discern if this is what you want. Not everyone is willing to be cleansed to carry God's love. And there's no condemnation for souls who feel out of place in that environment. We encourage you to move forward into all that the Lord has for you. It only took me 30 years of transition and chipping away at pride and self-centeredness to figure that one out. He continues to do a work in all of us, chipping away and pruning us, so He can do good work through His vessels, and they can stand up under the pressures of life, and especially when they're in ministry, the pressures of the evil ones and their nefarious tactics. The stronghold we all have is pride, and that doesn't die easily. But surrounded in a loving family environment where everyone is going through the same process is very supportive and encouraging. We operate as a family because this is very much a me generation, and not everyone knows what it's like to live in a family of love, yielding all to God's will. Prayer life. It is important to make time to spend 3 to 4 hours in prayer every day. Use that time to spend in worship, praise, and prayer. Put on the full armor of God and say the binding prayer daily. We encourage you to get 3 rhemas each day, either from the Rhema book or the Rhema 2 books, and or from our website, heartdwellers.org. Also, readings from the Bible, holy books, and writing in your journal to hear what the Lord has to say to you. Gathering in intercessory groups online or in your home to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the Rosary, which is extremely uplifting. Pray while you work. Every member of Heart Dwellers is so vital to the Lord's work. through this ministry. It is important to be responsible with the tasks you've been given and do it as unto the Lord, because you are not only working for Jesus, but He is doing it with you as well. The Lord waits in anticipation for you to wake up every morning, and when you go off to do your work, He's right next to you, doing it too. We encourage you to attend Mass or have a contemplative Mass daily if you are a priest. Go to confession weekly and take time to rest in the Lord. Enjoy your recreation time. Exercise your gifts and keep praying. Adoration. Adoring Jesus in the Eucharist. It is vitally important that you spend time in the Lord's presence, because that is where heart dwellers draw their strength and protection, and more importantly, that is where you get to meet with Jesus face to face. You get to console and comfort Him and also hear from His heart. Adoration is so powerful, and it is in His presence that you are healed, directed, informed, and others are healed and brought to salvation. We encourage you to do at least an hour of adoration a day. Charity. Be gracious, show charity, and use godly wisdom if someone is in need of help or just needs your time to talk. Offer it to them willingly, and they should do the same for you. Brotherly love is key, so it's important that you're willing to yield to the preferences and desires of others when the opportunity calls for it, in order not to break the bonds of brotherly love. Our motto is, let all that you do be done in love. Communication. It is imperative that we all communicate with each other and get an opportunity to bear your soul and receive forgiveness through confession. We ask everyone to go to confession once a week with a confessor so you don't carry the burden of sin on your heart. Also, if there are any questions, doubts that assail you, or temptations, please feel free to reach out to your confessor or Heart Dwellers leadership. All of our spiritual counselors are well equipped to impart heavenly wisdom to you. If you have an issue with a brother or sister, try to work it out with them first, in love, before going to an elder member of the ministry. We are a family and are here for one another. Holy obedience. Jesus said, obedience is better than sacrifice. The Lord also likes immediate obedience. When asked to do something, even if you're in the middle of a task, if you respond immediately to their request and do what is asked of you, this is pleasing to Jesus. It helps us grow in humility and holiness and patience when we yield to the requests of others in leadership. Use your gifts. One reason the Lord has brought you to Heart Dwellers is to help you cultivate the gifts He has given you and to lead you into His destiny for your life. We highly encourage practicing and being diligent with the gifts Jesus has given you. Whether it's art, music, writing, service, we all want you to have the freedom to not only dream with the Lord here, but to create with Him as well. We love you and are excited that God chose you to become a member of our loving Heart Dweller family.